now, ask yourself right now, this red hot minute, whether you're watching CNN or reading a newspaper or reading a book or watching the dolphins jump, ask yourself, and in this moment, what am I doing with my vortex to allow this world to be? Well, I'm beating the drum of what's wrong, so I've got my gate closed, so I'm helping not at all. And that's why I feel so miserable. And that's why I need them to stop doing what they're doing so that I can feel better. Or I'm in control of my gate, and I have seen the vision, and I know what life can be, and I knew who I was born to be, and I know what I have to do, and I know how to turn in the stream, and I don't like what they're doing, but that's beside the point. I like what's going on over here, and this is what I will give my undivided attention to. These are the songs I will sing. These are the paintings I will paint. This is the drum that I will beat. This is what I will teach my children, you see. And when those like you who are here already are beating that drum, and those who are coming, who are already knowing it, are coming forth, and the warriors are croaking, and things are getting better, friend. You see? Yeah. When you make your transition into non-physical, you immediately feel almost hysterical laughter coming forth from you as you gain your broader view and realize how much you fussed and worried about that and how unnecessary it was.
Thank you. I wanted to ask a question about ego. It seems to me that there's a lot of teachings from India, from other Buddhism and other schools that talk about how necessary it is to defeat the ego, and questions about how the ego is something to be stamped out and done away with, and that the ego is the creator that keeps us in the world of Maya and illusion and all the rest of it. I noticed that, so I have a big question, a philosophical question, but I also have the personal question.
Well, hold it for just one moment. We want to hear every bit of that. But we want to lay a basis here, and you're going to feel this very powerfully.
Okay.
We think that those teachings were the precursor for these teachings. In other words, everything's always evolving and expanding. And hear what we mean. So, if ego is the physical you here in this physical body and the things that you're thinking about, and that is primarily what most who use that reference are seeing, and the non-physical you is the inner being, the God force, the Abraham, so to speak. As we are visiting with you here, we are saying you come forth from spirit, become ego, mix it up, give birth to expanded spirit, and if you stand ego and expanded spirit, that separation is not pleasant, and that's what those teachers are talking about. So they say, if the ego dissolves, we are using different terminology. We are saying, if the physical you turns downstream and allows a vibrational alignment with that which you really are, that is the best of all life.
So it's a progression, is what you're saying.
What we're saying is that we are not the least bit enthusiastic about any of you coming forth into your bodies and thinking thoughts that separate you from who you are. And if you want to call that separated self ego, that's just fine. But we don't want to call the ego always a separated self. We think the ego could be in alignment. We think the ego could be selfish. We think the ego could be oriented toward source. We think the ego could be looking for things that feel good. We think the ego could be upstream or downstream. So we don't want to omit the ego. We just want to train it into alignment.
Okay. So the personal part of it is, it seems to me that when I listen to those teachings and give up a little bit of my ego, what I call my ego, that I turn downstream.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. When we talk about meditation, quieting the mind. So, but listen to what you're saying. This is really a wonderful example.